Well, you might be like me and heard all these terms and were not 100% sure on what they meant. Things as mining, blockchain, the Internet of Things. Well, I will tell you, we here at Safety FM have partnered up with a company that will explain this to you and will also have conversations to inform you on how you might have the potential of making passive income by being involved with this. All you need to do is go to safetyfm.com/iHub. They'll discuss blockchain. What exactly is mining? What is cryptocurrency? And what is the Internet of Things? To find out more information, go to safetyfm.com/iHub. That's safetyfm.com/iHub. And don't forget to mention that Jay Allen sent you.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of the Jay Allen Show. I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods as we get to hang out and talk about all kinds of fun stuff that is going on inside of our industry. Anyways, were you able to enjoy a three-day weekend? I know that if you're in the U.S., more than likely that's what was going on. If you're not in the U.S., well, I'm not sure what exactly holidays might be going on inside of your neck of the woods. So I don't want to make any kind of weird assumptions on things that could have or didn't happen and all that kind of fun stuff. So as you are aware, we are a few weeks away from the summer, so you might be getting ready to do some things that might be out of the ordinary, might do something that you were looking forward to doing. So as you look forward and move forward and everything along those lines, how are things looking? How are you getting prepared to do what you want to do or go out and do? Seriously, I mean, I guess that's sometimes some of the questions that we have to ask before we go out and do things. That's the thing. So as I take a look around and look into our industry, I keep on wondering on how things move forward. I keep on wondering, how do we look at things and go, okay, this is the perfect time to go out and about and do something that we wouldn't normally do? Because sometimes those things can be difficult. Sometimes we can take a look around and go, well, I don't know if I'm ready to do that. But maybe it's time to look at some of these things. So, I don't know. But as I was looking around today, I thought that we should probably talk about some things that are related to the world of psychology, because that seems to be some of the stuff that we do as of late. And I was taking a look in particular to cognitive behavioral therapy and how to use the principles on yourself in a daily life. Now, it could get interesting as we talk about this. So sit back for a moment and take a listen to some of the things that I have to say. And here's the great part, is that you can tell me if you agree, you can tell me if you don't, if you agree or you don't agree, or in this circumstance, we can just say disagree, and see what happens. So if you're not familiar with cognitive behavioral therapy, it was well-established and evidence-based from psychotherapy that focuses on identifying the changing unhealthy thought patterns and behaviors. While CBT is often administered by a licensed therapist, there are simple techniques you can use yourself to help manage stress, anxiety, and emotional challenges. As we discuss, we'll explore the basics of CBT and provide examples on how you can apply these techniques to your daily life. So let's understand what CBT is. CBT is based on the idea that your thoughts, feelings, and behaviors are interconnected. When we experience negative thoughts, they can lead to negative feelings and it in turn unhealthy behaviors. By identifying changing these thought patterns, we can influence our emotions and actions and ultimately improving our overall well-being. This is according to Hoffman, Vog, Sawyer, and Fang in 2012. So let's talk about thought monitoring. One of the first steps in applying CBT techniques to yourself is to become aware of your thoughts. This involves monitoring your thoughts throughout the day and recognizing any patterns that may be contributing to negative emotions or behavior. Keep a thought journal where your record of thoughts, feelings, and behaviors associated to a specific situation. For example, you might notice that you often think, I'm not good enough to X when facing challenges at work, leading to feeling of inadequacy and avoidance to certain tasks. So you might want to write those down. Number two, identifying cognitive distortions. Cognitive distortions are irrational and exaggerated thought patterns that contribute to emotional distress. By recognizing these distortions, you can begin to challenge and change them. Some common cognitive distortions include all or nothing thinking, black and white thinking, overgeneralizing, drawing a broad conclusion from a single event. And let's see, how do you word this one? Is it catastrophizing, I believe is what it is, assuming the worst scenario, impersonalization, assuming excessive responsibility for negative events. For example, if you find yourself thinking, I'm a failure because I made a mistake, you may be engaging in an all or nothing thinking or overgeneralization. Number three would be challenging negative thoughts. Once you've identified cognitive distortion, you can also start challenging them. This involves questioning the validity of those thoughts and considering alternatives, more balanced perspective. Ask yourself, is there evidence to support this thought? Are there other possible explanations? What would I say to a friend with a similar situation? In the example that we just talked about, you might challenge the thoughts by reminding yourself that everyone makes mistakes and that one mistake does not define your worth or ability. Number four, replacing negative thoughts with balanced thoughts. After challenging your negative thoughts, work on replacing them with a more balanced or rational thought. This may involve acknowledging the truth in your thoughts while also considering other factors or perspectives. For example, I made a mistake, but that doesn't make me a failure. I can learn from this and improve. Number five, behavioral experiments. CBT also involves changing healthy behaviors that result from negative thoughts and feelings. This can be achieved throughout behavioral experiments where you can test the validity of your thoughts by engaging in the activities and challenge them. For instance, if you believe that you're not a good public speaker and avoid it, try practicing in front of a small supportive group and gather evidence and challenge your beliefs. In conclusion, simple cognitive behavior therapy techniques can be effectively applied to oneself to manage stress, anxiety, and emotional challenge by monitoring your thoughts and identifying cognitive distortions, challenging negative thoughts, replacing them with balanced thoughts, and conducing behavior experiments. You may also gain greater control over your emotions and behavior, ultimately improving your overall well-being. I will tell you that as I did look up this information, some references that I would like to give would be Hoffman SG, Sawyer AT, and Fang A, 2012. The Efficiency of Cognitive Behavior Therapy, a review of meta-analysis, cognitive therapy, and research, pages 427 through 440, because I always think it's important to talk about where you get the information from. Anyways, tell me if these things do apply into your life and how you get them to work. I have been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen, and until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Let's start. start using cutting-edge Warp Speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well,
non-brand
service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.